I'm in Africa.
Hello, bonjour. Welcome to today's show. This is the English to Africa service of the Voice of America, broadcasting to you from Washington. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today's program departs slightly from the usual format to honor one of the greatest African musicians of all time, Papa Wemba. As most of you all know by now, the beloved King of Rumba passed away suddenly on April 24th. So joining me in the studio is Roger Muntu, host of the popular French-language African music program called The RM Show, right here on The Voice of America. Roger is also Congolese. Throughout the hour, Roger shares his professional and personal experiences with Papa Wemba's music and with his influence in the world of fashion. I've also got fan mail with Gwen that features many of your own tributes to Papa Wemba. Snuck in there too, because it's Mother's Day, I've got two songs dedicated to mothers. So we're gonna roll into the hour right now with the joyous sound of that classic song that everybody loves, Sweet Mother.
Suffer where you suffer for me, yeah.
Stop, 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 make you no cry again. Thank you.
right, hello everybody. This is Heather, and that was, of course, Prince Nico's Sweet Mother.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Let's get to Roger Muntu now, host of the RM Show right here on the VOA, and talk about the life and the tragic recent death of the king of Rumba, Papa Wemba.
As you know, Papa Wemba, born Jules Shungu Wambadio Pene Kikumba, passed away April 24th. A tragedy for the African and world music communities, for sure, but also for probably every Congolese out there. And Roger, you are also from the Democratic Republic of Congo. You come from a musical family. You yourself, you sing. You are the host of RM Show and many other music shows here at VOA. I'm sure that has affected you a lot, also, this death. How did you first get the news?
Very good question, Heather. And you know, first of all, let me tell you, it's so emotional right now that I can be sitting here talking about the death of Papa Wemba, because I grew up with this man, listening to this man's music in my house. So there's no way, if when I was a kid, somebody would tell me, Roger, one day you're going to be working at the radio and you're going to be talking about Papa Wemba's death. This is so emotional for me. So the way I've learned the news, Heather, is that I was sleeping in my house. And a friend of mine who was in Abidjan called me just when it happened, like maybe 5:30 a.m. First, he texted me, and I was like, oh, why is he texting me this time of night? What's going on? Then I texted him back. I said, call me. What's going on? Then he called me, say, Roger, you're not going to believe this. Papa Wemba just died. During a performance, the King of Rumba collapsed and died right on the stage. And apparently, he wasn't feeling well, but when he came on stage, he actually had all the energy you can possibly think of. And the friend who was actually talking to me, I asked him, I said, what happened? He was like, something that we noticed different about Wemba that night was that we know him now, especially now that he is grown, he is more mature. Now he does more quiet rumbas, you know, easygoing music. But that night, we were like, what's going on with this man? The energy was three times higher.
Oh.
Yeah. And they thought that something is wrong with this man, because with his age, with...
It's kind of heavy, too.
You can tell.
It was kinda.
So, but the energy that he was getting, it was like a 20-year-old kid. So they were wondering, what's going on? And they all were dancing and everybody was happy. And but they were still questioning themselves, why? What's going on? And when the energy was way up there, and that's when the man collapsed.
He collapsed.
Yeah, he collapsed. And that was it. And my friend was there, was also recording the sounds of everything. And he's actually telling me, listen to this. This is when he stopped talking. This is when he stopped singing. This is Roger. This is it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So he actually recorded the moment he died.
Yeah.
Here's Sakana, meaning children of men, from Papa Wemba's 1998 album, Molokai.
Makwela sakana na la vie, tant que tu peux, n'oublie pas que si bas. Kaili
That was the late Papa Wemba with Sakana. You're inside Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather, and you're listening to my conversation with Roger Muntu about the recent death of this music legend.
It's Music Time in Africa. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
musictime@voanews.com.
Hey there, good people. This is a special edition of Music Time because we're paying tribute all hour to the late King of Rumba, Papa Wemba. Now, back to my conversation with Roger Muntu.
And he was 66 years old.
He was 66 years old. He didn't feel like stopping music at all. That was his life. That was his thing. And he started at a very, very young age. He followed the path of other Rumba artists from the DRC, Rochereau, Tabule.
Franco,
Luambo Makiadi. Yeah, Dr. Nico. So pretty much at that time, when he started music, he was looking at those big artists. He took the torch pretty much to continue with the Rumba, which he changed a little bit. And then you had all these other young who came after him also were looking up to him.
Yeah, so he was one of the ones that was right in the mix when it was Congolese Rumba. And then as he modernized things and even moved to France in the 80s, that sort of then turned into this what we know now as soukous.
That is correct.
And he was one of the ones that actually was responsible for it, changing tempo, changing pace, changing instrumentation. He was one of the leaders in that respect.
Well said, because until then, every other music we heard after Wemba, the reference was Papa Wemba. So all the young who came after that, there was no any other new creation, because all you could feel is, as you say, the soukous. Until today, we still call soukous. You go everywhere, they say clubs, and everywhere people say, can you play some soukous? Because he started that movement of that music. So until today, really, there's nothing new that came out that you can say, what is this? No, the Rumba's still there, soukous still there. That's the beat that today even Ivory Coast and other countries, as Cameroon also, even Nigerian music are getting from. So he's huge. He's big. It's unbelievable.
You are listening to Music Time in Africa. VOA.
Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Now, back to Roger and me.
I want to ask you about some of the songs that he composed and recorded that marked your life growing up. But before we get to that, I did want to mention also, or ask you, how he developed this thing called les sapeurs.
Right.
Sapeur means the society for people of elegance.
Very good.
And animateur. I don't even know how to translate that in English.
You did actually good. I wouldn't know how to translate it, but you said it all.
But tell me a little bit about how you remember that.
The way I remember that, I was young. I was taken by that movement as well. You mentioned earlier that he moved in Paris in the 80s. You're totally right. Some 84, 86, something like that. When he moved to Paris, as you said earlier, he modernized Rumba, of course. Paris is the world of music and a lot of studios. He modernized Rumba, but he suddenly gave Congolese something new, something that was not in Congolese mentality. That was les sapeurs, SAPE. SAPE was the movement that today, Heather, in the DRC, they call it a religion. A religion. And you're about to see in the next 2 weeks or so when his body will go back to Kinshasa. Please follow carefully because it's not going to be all about Rumba. It's not going to be all about Soukous. It's going to be Les Sapeurs. As I'm talking to you right now, those people who are in that movement of Les Sapeurs are getting ready all over the world, from Japan to Paris, Brussels, everywhere. They're going back to Kinshasa to pay tribute.
So tell me, describe for us exactly what that means.
So sapeur is like the word elegant. Sapeur means when he got to Paris, as we were saying, he decided that, no, an artist is someone that needs to look good when he's on stage. And looking good needs smell good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loved the smell good. You got to have that cologne that smells good. Yeah, you have to dress up amazingly good. And then, of course, you got to have nice shoes, nice watch. You have to look different than just a regular person. When you come on that stage, you should not look like, you know, you walking on the street. When you come on stage, people should feel that elegance that you were talking about. You have to look awesome.
You have to smell good.
Yeah.
You have to shine.
Shine.
You have to sparkle.
Sparkle. You have to
be something magnificent, like a peacock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like a star. When you come in, you're shining and everybody can see you. Like, whoa, what is he wearing? That's when you know you're a sapeur. And so sapeur was nothing that's just like a regular dress. It's wearing things that extravagant, things that's crazy, out of the ordinary. And this is the way he connected with the biggest designer, the famous designer in the world, from Yoshi Yamamoto in Japan, Gianfranco Ferre in Italy, Gianmarco Venturi in Italy, Versace. He connected with all these people, and these people were actually giving him clothes for free at some point because he was the ambassador of Les Sapeurs.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And now today, Congolese are known, especially in urban areas outside of the DRC, like in Paris and other Francophone cities. They're known for being well-dressed.
Well-dressed, exactly.
Extremely well-dressed.
Extremely well-dressed because that movement, Heather, didn't stop just on the artist.
Yes.
It went on. Oh. And pretty much ate the whole society, Congolese community. Today, I'm telling you, even an official, government official, has to be well-dressed. And they call themselves sapeurs as well.
Would you say that sometimes that even would go at the expense of other things that, like, that are more important in a sort of a reasonable, sensible,
you know,
conservative perspective?
No, you're totally right.
Like maybe their homes or their cars.
No. Home, cars, forget about that first. No. Yeah, my look comes first. As far as I might not have anything to eat. But when you see me, I better look sharp.
I smell good.
I look good. Forget about what I have in my tummy. If I have in my stomach, if I don't have anything, it's fine. So yes, you go to the sapeurs place. You don't wear clothes that cost $5,000, up to $10,000, whatever. But you go to their house, sometimes they don't even have a place to sleep.
Is this men and women?
I love your question. It started men. Oh, God, yes, it did affect women at some point. Women's also. If you go to YouTube and just type sapeur, women, les femmes, sapeur, you will see.
And for those who don't speak French, sapeur would be spelled S-A-P-E-U-R.
Perfect.
With an S?
If it's plural.
If it's, yeah.
Music time in Africa. All right, hello. This is Heather. We're inside this special edition paying tribute to Papa Wemba. And now it's time for fan mail. Hello, Gwen.
Hi, Heather. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
It's kind of a sad day, huh?
Yeah, this week was a real shock with the loss of Papa Wemba.
Yeah, well, we received several tributes to Papa Wemba, who passed away on April 24th. Yeah.
Well, let's hear them.
Okay. Gwen. From Barka Kiri, here's this. What a loss. Papa Wemba has gone home, but his music will remain with us. Good night, the Rumba King.
Good night.
Yeah. Amara Henry says, "Hi, Dr. Heather, the king of rumba music. Not enough words to describe him."
That's true.
Yeah. Trust T. Nyoni posts, "We have lost an icon and pillar of African rumba. His music, rhythm, style, and dressing just said it all. Will be remembered for the longest time to come. R.I.P.
Nice one.
We have a couple more.
Okay.
From Musunda Kambi Kambi. We have lost one of the best rumba musicians in Africa, R.I.P., but your music will remain in my heart.
Aww.
And finally, here's this. Papa Wemba, he was doing the best African music style. We love him, but God's love, you passed. My condolences in regards to his family. May his gentle soul rest in perfect peace. Amen. I am James Linus Bile Demsa from Adamawa State, Nigeria.
Thank you, yeah. Gwen, for reading that. And thank you, everybody, for sending in these nice tributes. Mm. Thanks, Gwen.
You're welcome.
We're going to return to my tribute to the late Papa Wemba. But first, here's another nod to Mother's Day. This is Inichie, Thank You, by Tikenja Fakoli.
Na we na Iniche, Iniche. Na we na Kane wolo, gwele yala. Kane balo, gwele yala. Kane wolo, nyanina. Kane balo, o nyanina. Na isarate nebolo, neko na isarate nebolo. Na isaraye ala lebolo. Na isaraye ala lebolo. Na we na Iniche, Iniche. Na we na Nebolo, na isarai ala lebolo, na isarai ala lebolo, kane wolo, gwele yala, kane balo, gwele yala, na we na, iniche, iniche, na we na. Musoluo, anga foli bawe. Farafina musoluo, auteuka foli bawe. Kauni sege. Balo bele ala kane wolo nyanina kane balo o nyanina na isarate nebolo neko na isarate nebolo na isarate ala lebolo na isarate ala lebolo na we na iniche iniche. Na we na Iniche, Iniche. Na we na Iniche, Iniche. Na we na Iniche, Iniche. Na we na
Great. That was Tikenja Fakoli with Iniche, a song from his 2010 album, African Revolution.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Now, back to Wemba. From this moment on in my sit-down with Roger Muntu, who, in case you just joined us, is Congolese. He's also the host of another African music radio program called The RM Show, broadcast in French right here on The Voice of America. So from this moment on, Roger presents five of his all-time favorite Papa Wemba songs. He talks about why they're his favorites, and then we get to listen to them. So Papa Wemba, as you say, the king of Rumba, he's known for that name, who passed away April 24th, 2016, tragically in concert in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire. We're talking about him. I'm here with Roger Muntu. And now let's get to some of the songs, Roger, that affected you and marked you as a young adult or maybe even as a kid and maybe today. You gave me one called Mama. I think that one was recorded in 1997. Tell me about that song.
Mama was it's a song that affected me personally. The reason why I really like that song is because myself, I lost my mom at a really young age. So him singing about his mom, saying things that I would want to say about my mom, who I loved dearly, but didn't get a chance to tell her things that I could tell her personally, he put it all in a song. He said, if you're still alive, Mom, I could ask everyone to make you a secretary of education, because then everybody will be well raised as you raised me, and there will not be war, there will not be anything if you were still alive, Mom. And I'm so thrilled and happy that you raised me the way you did. If it wasn't because of you, I wouldn't have been the Papa Wemba that the world knows. So, you know, I will give my life for you, Mom. So listening to that song really affected me when I was a kid. And of course, we all human, when you think about your mom and you're sitting down there, and I would just play that song and they'll bring back memories. Every Mother's Day, this is a song I'll listen. Yeah. Even now, Heather, that's how deep that song was. Even in the United States, all the years I've been in the United States, every Mother's Day, I'll be myself in my basement. Boom, I'll play that song.
Il est une nuit dans sala na versoya maman Il est quelle qui colle kaba betanya songa na lala Mama sokyo zala kika kana bomoi Bele na sengyo zake sanga susuana Jamolinga tinga na lila yo saka Jamolinga ti yo la la na la muka Jamolinga ti atangu ya tungi sanga Soki na belio zala ki kota na tongosa Banda yo kena na kuma abandoni Rekompense na yo na kope sa na nyangu Ata na leli na nyako dor lo tema Yangwa na yebeli onze boyo mama nyondo Libele a mama motangai Ele ki barese te nyonso ya ba Porto bleu canadia Ata mafuta tomati ezala kite Kasi ango ele kaki monsuni nelembi Banda yo kenda peti esilanga Na koma koli a kakapona sepelisa monokoye Mama sokyo zala ki kakana bomoi Bele na sengi batya yo ministre edikasyon Bele ba parke ba prison yo so ba kanga Bele kutu mutu ba be azalite Lelo na kanisio mingi mama Bonjour anniversaire nanga e komile M'invite bakoli a bakome la masanga Yo kutu artisana ngo yo zalite E pa yo zali sokyo kutani na okasyon e Inde langa karta de vœu ata fololo E sengo nanga e ko zalani tupie fwa de Normale ma fete ya lelo e zali ya yo Sermo d'Hippocrate va médecin va posalaka Yanga serma yo zala toujours mamananga ata baba neli mokili saki palazo yanga serma yo sala toujours mama na
je voulais yo asakei matika lobe na pierre chongo ma pene katona kauka batela kanga yo mama.
Invité Bakoli à Bakomela Nasanga, Yokutu artisana, Koyosalite, et Payosalisa Kyokutalina occasion, et Delanga carte de feu à ta fololo, et Sengonanga et Kozala multiplié fois deux, normalement fait y aller l'eau et Zalia, serment d'Hippocrate, Bamede Seba Kosalaka, Yanga serma Yosala toujours Mamananga. Ata baba neli mokili soki balakama e yanga serma ozala toujours mama nanga mama soki ozala kikaka na bomoi mbele na sendi ozangisanga susu wana mama soki ozala kikaka na bomoi mbele na sendi ozangisanga susu wana.
This is Heather Maxwell. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and you're listening to an interview with VOA music host Roger Muntu.
All right, I'm here with Roger Muntu, and we're talking about the influence of Papa Wemba on the world and specifically on your life, Roger Muntu.
Correct.
He produced more than 35 albums in his lifetime.
Wow. Wow.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
You can't even keep track.
You can't.
It reminds me of Oliver Mutukudzi in Zimbabwe.
Right.
So the equivalent of just like every year you produce an album.
Every year.
Amazing.
And to just add to that quickly, he is one of the Congolese artists who feature in so many other albums. He's the only one that featured in so many, more than any other artist in the DRC. And as you know, the DRC is kind of like the capital of music in Africa.
Yes.
He featured everybody, everybody wanted a voice of Wemba in the track.
His voice is so
amazing. Even at that age, you can hear the pitch is so high. He goes so high.
And you know, so flawless.
So flawless.
Just floats up and down.
Exactly.
So the song Yete O, 2009, featuring a French singer, Ophélie Winter.
Yes, Ophélie Winter.
Tell me about that song.
Yeteo. The song Yeteo is literally saying, not you. You didn't do this to me, not you. Why? He's relating a story when he was younger, and he wanted to sing it with Winter. In the song, pretty much he's just relating that I really liked you, I loved you, but you decided to go give your love, share your love with the other
somebody else.
And I can't believe, tell me, I want you to explain to me why? Because at the end of the story, the girl is coming back to Papa Wemba. Where after he made it and he became Papa Wemba, the girl is coming back. And then that's why he's asking the girl, really tell me, what was in your head? Why did you have to break my heart like that and go to this other man? And now you're coming back. Can you explain this to me first? Because it doesn't make any sense.
So how does that affect you personally? Do you relate to that story or do you just love the song?
You are putting my life on the spot and I have to say yes. And you're not going to believe this. You're just getting the breaking news right now. I listened to this song when I was a teenager, when I was in high school, because a girl did that to me. This girl that I liked didn't want me. And I told this girl, I like you. I really want to be with you. This is my first love. This is the first time I feel the love.
You feel
love. You know when you feel love?
Yeah.
And we all have stories when you actually do. You're like, I love this girl. Right. This is true. This is not nothing.
Yeah.
And I talked to the girl, and she was a really beautiful girl, nice person, very smart, very kind. But the girl told me, "Say, Roger, I really feel that you love me, but guess what? I don't love you." Oh, God, Papa Wimba had to do this to me. Yeah. I don't love you, but I like you.
And you don't want to hear that.
Who wants to hear I like you?
Worst.
Excuse me? I don't want you to like me. But you love me the way I love you,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So she went to her house and came back the next day with beautiful painting. She came to me. She was like, "Roger, I feel, really, I have to be honest with you, I feel that you love me. No one ever actually expressed this to me. And because I felt that, I got my favorite painting in my bedroom that always sits there that I love. I'm giving this to you." Exactly.
But didn't that make it worse for you? Didn't
Thank
you even
you.
Love her more?
You,
and then,
but you got it.
And then you thought, well, maybe she does love me because she's doing this
Of course. And I was like, maybe, yeah.
That's confusing.
Confusing. Very confusing. That made my love 100 times.
Oh, Roger.
And it's getting better. But guess what, Roger? I actually love your friend.
Ah! He wasn't your brother, was he?
No, he wasn't. But this friend,
oh, that's
this
bad.
Friend was my best friend. Yeah, this is a friend that I see every time. That's with me every time.
I hope he's listening right now.
I'm telling you. We're going to send him this. Make sure they listen to it. And then I was like, what? Fine. So then I knew that she actually didn't like
okay.
me.
Okay.
So
did she come back in the end?
She didn't come back at the end.
Okay.
She went to college some other city. I went to college in a different city.
Yeah.
Even that, I still loved her. So I sent her a letter through a friend who came to visit me and say, if you go there, give her this. Tell her that I still love her.
Aww.
So my friend took the letter to her, and my friend came back and I said, did you give the letter? He was like, yes, I did. But Roger, you made the biggest mistake.
Why?
And I was like, why? Yeah. I was like, why? What do you mean? Say, I give the letter and your best friend. They were laughing at you. They were making some biggest mistake of your life.
Roger.
At that point, Heather, I was like, oh, okay, Roger. Finito.
Done.
Cut. Done. Close. Turn the page. That was right away. But get ready for this.
Mm.
2 days ago, as I'm talking to you right now, she wrote to me after 20 years.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Because of the death of Papa Wimba?
Because, not because of the death of Papa Wimba. It doesn't have anything to do. 2 days ago, she just wrote to me, say, I'm in Switzerland. I can't believe I've missed you all my life. This is 2 days ago. That's the breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Too bad for her.
Exactly.
Because Roger's got it going on here in Washington, D.C.
That's my story. So come back
I
to that song.
Okay.
That's a way I relate it to.
You too.
Right. You too.
Bolingo kakasa komoninga simananga obalutye e sala rien coûte salanga bien mon pepe yango na zela tye
luka moto akukani nangai oyona kuti aponangai te yebele yango ne yabasiye oyona moni na yoye teo
sermato patana kina miswa baninga e yoma tali boso baby siye Pesa non va tutto potete beba esali ya yomo koe
Luka moto kokani nangai oyona kuti apono ngaite emele yango de ya basiye oyona moni na yoyete papa
Ces années de toi et moi, je n'y crois toujours pas. Dis-moi pourquoi avoir laissé l'amour prendre une autre route. Mais quelle est la raison qui t'a poussé jusque dans ses bras? Explique-toi, éclaire-moi. Je donne un sens à tout ça.
Mais on a dit mille, c'est ma propre valoba. Motoa kobo mayo ya wanana yo eh. Motinde l'obéli au kominango. Nakopombate kamwisi ngai Luka moto ya kokani nangai Oyo na moni ya pwana ngai te Ebele yango ya mibali ye Oyo na kuti na yo yete o Pardon
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That was Yeteo by the late Papa Wemba. The song before that was Mama. Now, back to Roger and me.
There's another song called Yolele,
mm-hmm.
1995, written by Papa Wemba and Lokua Kanza.
Kanza.
I actually am friends with Lokua.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell me about that song.
About that song, first of all, I really liked that song because it was produced by a friend, Lokua, both of our friends.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was here.
Remember, he was here. Mm-hmm. Lokua was a good friend, too. And him putting his hand on a track with Papa Wemba, it was huge.
Yeah.
It was part of the world music album that Papa Wemba produced.
Called Emotion.
Emotion, exactly. From the Emotion. That was when one of the few albums that Papa Wemba made as world music captured the world, a different sound, a different beats, strictly different than rumba and sukus. So that's the reason why I connected on that song.
I see.
Loved it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely different than the others.
Yes, you can tell.
Yeah, you can really
right,
tell.
Right.
And I can see how the appeal would be worldwide.
Right.
Because there's some Western sort
Western
of styles
style, the instruments.
Yep,
right.
Yep.
That was Yolele by Papa Wemba, of course, from his world music album, Emotion.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com, or on blog at voanews.com/musictimeinafrica.
All right, so we return to the music and influence of the king of rumba, who passed away suddenly and unexpectedly and tragically on April 24th. Here's special guest Roger Muntu and I during our time together remembering the king.
Take me by the hand, show me the way I can go. Take me by the hand, show me the way.
And Show Me the Way.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, Show Me the Way.
It's 1995.
1995.
Same album.
Same album. Show Me the Way. Bum, 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 bum.
And that song, it's part of your life.
Exactly.
It's part of you.
Part of my life as a teenager. You know, we all do some stupid things. And then at some point when I was listening to this album, I'm like, show me the way. You know, if I did something bad, show me the way. Maybe I can go. You know, it's a very inspiring song, a very inspiring album, Emotion, the whole thing. He did not sing only for love. He also sang about things that we come across, you know, as we grow up. He talks about economy. He talks about things being expensive, food being expensive, whatever, whatever.
Yes.
He talks about things that we actually encounter in life.
So that song, Show Me the Way, is more like, is he singing to God, saying, Show Me the Way?
Well, it's not just to God, but you can say it that way, but it's also ancestors, spirits,
yeah.
Show me the way that I can go if I'm
faltering.
Exactly.
Faltering.
right. Beautiful. Hi, everybody. This is Heather, and we're reaching the end of the hour. Here's the conclusion of my chat with Roger, honoring, you know it, the late, great Papa Wemba.
Well, we've got one more song on your list. Safari.
Oh, Safari, it's even deeper now. It's even bigger now because Safari is in Swahili. Safari means to travel, to go away. And now he's gone.
Oh,
Papa Wemba's
yes.
gone. Safari. It's gone. Safari, yeah. Safari, yo. He's relating how going away hurts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you listen to the song and the instrumental and the guitar, it was just a guitar and him
That's
singing.
That's right.
Right.
Almost just like an acoustic. You feel like you're just sitting right next to him.
You got it.
A guitar.
You got it. Listen to that acoustic. We're going to listen to it soon. Listen to the acoustic. Listen to him singing. He's singing also about traveling. How when you go away from somebody, how that hurts. And going away might be going away forever
yeah.
as he just left us.
Yeah, everyone has left her
right?
right now.
Exactly.
Because he's left.
Yeah, he's left. Safari means every time it comes in our lives, we feel hurts. Every time somebody's traveling, and even if it's for a short period of time, if those are the people that you really care for, you really love, you're like, wow, don't go.
And, you know, especially as a musician as well.
Right.
You're touring all the time.
Yeah, you're touring all the time. Exactly.
I remember one time
right?
I left someone I love.
Mm-hmm.
And when we left, I was taking the airplane, and we hugged, and then we pulled apart, and we both had matching bracelets, those African, like, metal, brass and mm-hmm. silver intertwined.
Mm.
And we pulled away, and our bracelets caught.
Oh, my God.
And it was like a symbol. Like,
it's like,
yeah. You're not supposed to separate.
Right. Maybe it shouldn't go now. God, maybe it should just stay. Call them, say, look, cancel that concert, man. Can I come next week? Yes. You know, at that moment, I can just picture Safari playing under that.
Yes.
That,
yeah.
you know, visual scenario you just give us.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. You know.
Well, Roger, thank you so much. I'm very sorry for the loss of Papa Wemba for the whole world and the music community. But his music will live on for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. That's
yes.
for sure. It will be long remembered. You know, we all can say that. It's a loss for African music because the music, as you know as an artist, the music does not die.
Kwa kuona watu wawili wanakabulana Mwingine naenda mwingine nabaki ya huruma Juu ya safari Safari oh safari umeumiza moyo Wende Wende ndugu Kisha masiku Kwa nguvu ya Mola Tutaonana tena Mimi leo naenda tumelakana na Nikishafika atakutumia mukanda Kwa kujulisha minefika mzima Safari 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 Umeumiza moyo Wende Kisha masiku kwa nguvu ya Mola tutaonana tena
Well, it's time to say goodbye for this week, friends. Thanks so much for sharing this hour with me and Roger and in memory of the great late Papa Wemba. I hope you enjoyed the show. And a big thanks to Roger Muntu of the RM Show in the French to Africa division here at the Voice of America. And thank you for sending in your fan mail. So join me next week, Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Peace and love, Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America.